Letter to Brezhnev, a Soviet ship docks in the Mersey. A pair of Russian sailors on shore leave meets two young women out for a good time.
What's your one like?
Oh, he's gorgeous. He's got lovely eyes.
Oh, God, look at it now.
The director of Letter to Brezhnev, Chris Bernard,
so he did the taxi arrival.
Revisiting the film's locations with one of his leading ladies, Margie Clark.
Was that my lovely kissing scene in the doorway?
Yeah, looking back at what they and the writer, Margie's brother Frank, hoped to achieve.
We were sick, I think, particularly Frank, of seeing how the city was portrayed and how the truth wasn't being told.
It was getting battered by Thatcherism, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's have it like... Nobody had any money, we had no industry, it had all been closed down, no longer ships on the river, nothing was happening. And from a Letter to Brezhnev, it gave us the film industry.
You just take a walk into any back kitchen round here and you'll soon see food shortages. Look, lad, going to live in Russia can't be any worse than living here.
It was like that, and, you know, we're standing in the Albert Dock today. But The Boys in the Black Stuff was made 5 years earlier. Yeah, it did capture that sense of hopelessness and fear and despair.
In 1985, the same year that Letter to Brezhnev was released, Professor Michael Parkinson wrote the book Liverpool on the Brink and warned of crisis.
The politics were hopeless, the economy was hopeless, the place was hopeless and demoralised. We were, I think, a pariah. Now it's entirely changed. The economy's better, the place is much better, and the people are to be praised because it's the people who've changed.
And how have they changed?
I can be honest, I'm an honorary Scouser. 30 years ago, people always asked the question, why do Scousers whinge? Well, we don't anymore. We don't complain. We don't say we're owed a living. We don't say everyone is against us. We say we've got a lot to offer, and we're going to deliver.
The government has decided that in the present state of international tension...
How effectively could we shelter from a nuclear weapon?
6 months after the Russian invasion of Afghanistan...
This was not just a time of economic fear.
Price our own finger on the nuclear trigger.
I've never put my foot down with you, Gail. Never.
Alexandra Pigg played the Liverpool lass who writes a letter to Brezhnev.
Going, and that's
when
that.
She is separated from the Russian sailor she's met.
So why don't you just sit down, get your wool out, knit yourself an iron curtain?
I remember when I was certainly a teenager feeling that the bomb could be dropped. I mean, that was a real threat, nuclear war with Russia. We all believed it.
It's top of its head, isn't it? How can I marry you if I'm stuck here and you're stuck in Russia?
It won't be forever. We will be together again.
When, please?
The boyfriend is played by Peter Firth, best known as Harry in Spooks.
Well, it was still very much the Cold War. We were in the middle of it. It's kind of underlined in the film how ridiculous that is because people are not separated by enforced politics like that. If they're attracted to each other, they are. You know, an iron curtain means nothing. Although here we are 30 years later, and even though the curtain's gone, the cultural differences haven't, and we still don't seem able to get along.
The cast and crew are reuniting for the first time in more than 30 years tomorrow night for a special screening at FACT in Liverpool to celebrate the film's release on Blu-ray. Although it turns out that in real life, the leading couple, Peter and Alexandra, have already created their own alternative happy ending.
We went out for a couple of years, didn't we?
When yeah.
After filming.
After Brezhnev.
And then,
we
had separate careers and we were both working all over the place and drifted apart. And then finally...
We drifted back together again about 7 years ago.
A very happy outcome for both of us, I think.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Margie's hoping that it's not the end.
I want him to direct me in another one.
All right.
Come on, Chris,
all
get
right.
Sorted.
The follow-up sequel?
Yeah.
What a bit of
Email to Putin.